Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Ah, stupid phone line. Jeffrey, sorry, man. We just lost Jeffrey. He was going to be our judge today for our little thespian bit. So if you can call up and help us out, you can be the judge at 833-563-2539. Today is a very, very special day. It's Actors Day, and we're going to play a little game.
Yes. Okay, so it's called Acting Out. That's why we want you to call us, and all you have to do is be the judge. Basically, you have to decide what movie we are trying to act out. We're going to read some lines, be the inner thespian that we know we can be. Actually, we'll probably be terrible, which will be even more fun. So give us a call. We need you to guess which movie we are portraying.
Okay, now here's my thing before we begin this. I really like my partner today because we paired it up 2-2. It's Joe and McKenzie taking on Liv and Porkchop. I'm predicting right now they're going to self-implode because they always fight behind the scene. I don't think they're going to be able to channel their inner thespian.
Is this a competition between you and McKenzie and me and Porkchop?
Well, yes. Yeah, that's what intern Chloe's going to judge who's the best actor.
I did not realize that's what this was.
Well, we also want people to guess what the movie is, but...
But at the end of the day, McKenzie, everything in life's a competition. You know that.
Of course.
All right, let's get to the phones. Hey, good morning, Joe. McKenzie, who's this? All right.
Sorry, our phone lines are acting wonky.
Why is it
today?
That we can't have working equipment? All right, we're just going to have to move on from a phone call. We're going to have to intern Chloe be the judge because our phones are crapping out. I don't know why, but they are just not working. So sorry about that. Okay. Intern Chloe, McKenzie and I are going to go first.
Okay. Now, this is our scene. We are at a restaurant.
L, Pooh Bear, I think we should break up.
What?
I've been thinking, and it's the right thing to do.
You're breaking up with me? I thought you were proposing.
Proposing? L, if I'm going to be a senator, I need to marry a Jackie, not a Marilyn.
You're breaking up with me because I'm too blonde?
No, that's not entirely true.
Then what? My boobs are too big?
L, your boobs are fine. Scene.
End scene. Can you name that movie? Intern Chloe, do you know what movie that is?
Yes. Legally Blonde.
Yes! All right. Okay. Good job.
Okay. Now you
guys. Porkchop and Liv, you go ahead and do your scene. Good luck with that.
Let's do.
Okay.
All right. On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Just name it. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Velociraptor!
If you were a chick, who's the one guy you'd sleep with?
John Stamos! What?
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Do you want to do karate in the garage?
Yeah.
Scene.
Nice.
All right, intern Chloe, can you name that movie that was just acted out by Chops and Liv?
No, I don't know what that is.
What?
Oh, my
gosh. That was
amazing.
This is why we need you on the phone lines if you can guess these movies.
That was Step Brothers, even though poor Chop couldn't pronounce Velociraptor.
I've only seen half of that movie.
Oh. Wait, Chloe, you have to watch the full thing. It's so good.
Fine.
Did you put your nuts on my drum set?
You want to go do karate in the basement?
All right, McKenzie, are you ready?
Yes.
Joe McKenzie.
Here we go. Another scene.
Here we go.
I milked a cat once. You want to hear a story?
Sure.
My sister had a cat, and the cat birthed a litter of kittens. Must have been like 30 of them. And there was this one little runt. This little sweet little engine that could run, who wanted to get up there, couldn't really get access to the teat.
Teat?
I went in and I just simply, just into a little saucer, then took the saucer and fed it to Geppetto. That's what I named him.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me? Scene.
Can you name that movie?
I don't remember the name of the movie. I just know the actors in it.
I don't know that movie
Robert either. De Niro's in it.
Meet the Fockers.
Careful, we're on the radio. No, it's okay. You can say that.
All right, you guys want to do one more?
Okay.
All right.
Let's see what they have. This is Porkchop and Liv the Web Girl. It's Actors Day, so we're doing Act It Out.
You changed your name to McLovin?
It doesn't have a first name. It just says McLovin.
I mean, it's up to you, Fogle. This guy's going to think, oh, here's another kid with a fake ID. Or here's McLovin, the 25-year-old Hawaiian organ donor. Okay, so what's it going to be?
I am McLovin.
No, you're not. No one's McLovin. McLovin's never existed because that's a made-up, dumb, beep, fairy tale name. You dumb, beep, scene.
Yeah!
All right, Andrew and Chloe, do you know that
do
movie?
That movie. Superbad.
Yes.
Yes. All right, listen, we need you to decide who won Acted Out. 833-563-2539. Want to get your reaction to who you thought did the best? Then after that, we'll get into the tea with Mackenzie. Okay, National Actors Day. We just did Act It Out, and we're going to go to the phones here and get some reaction from you, the people. 833-563-2539. Sarah, thank you for calling in. You heard Joe and Mackenzie. You heard Liv and Pork Chop. What is your decision?
Joe Mackenzie.
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes, honey!
How you like that?
Liv, we lost.
Was it the Legally Blonde that put us over the top?
I can't believe she didn't guess Step Brothers. Oh, my gosh.
I know, it's hard. Intern Chloe, bless her heart. She watches kind of like half of movies, I think, so she didn't know.
You guys, those seems so good, though.
We should have went with Harry Potter. There's no way she would have missed any of those 20 movies. She'd be like, oh, I know that one.
She's British.
The Sorcerer's Stone, The Wizard's Wand. Harry's Happenings.
The Sorcerer's Stone is actually
Harry's Happenings. The Harry Potter
Goblet
you missed.
Of Fire. I love Harry Potter.
All right, you're kind of nerding out on me. Hold on a second, Mackenzie. Do you still have your script?
I do. You want to do another one?
I kind of
this is just crazy to me. I feel like that caller just like likes you two better because I truly
you guys did awesome.
Hold on. Let me grab a call from somebody calling for you guys. Oh.
Shut up.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Hold on.
No, you guys
are
great.
Let me try line two. Hey, good morning. That's unfortunate. All right, Mackenzie, are you ready?
Yep.
And scene.
Regina, you're wearing sweatpants. It's Monday.
So?
So that's against the rules. You can't sit with us.
Whatever. Those rules aren't real.
They were real the day I wore a vest.
It was because the vest was disgusting.
You can't sit with us!
Ah! Scene.
Why were you guys whispering it? It's like a quiet theater.
Oh, wait. You're telling me.
You guys are like ASMR mean girls.
You're telling me that you and Pork Chop can do that scene better than us?
Yes, Pork Chop, get ready.
Okay.
And then
you
we
can
have
do
to
mean
do
girls better
scene.
Than us.
I will be Mackenzie.
Go. Okay. Go ahead.
Regina, you're wearing sweatpants. It's Monday.
So?
So that's against the rules. You can't sit with us.
Whatever. Those rules aren't real.
They were real that day I wore a vest.
It was because that vest was so disgusting.
You can't sit with us!
The Chops. Will you be a Valley Girl every day, Chops?
Yeah, I know. I think that's who he really needs to be right there. I think that's the real person we need to find.